In the world of dance, tap is a quintessentially American form. And for dancer Andrew Nemmer, it's also a great way to tell stories. The tap dancer traveled from New York to Garden City for a stay at Searle's Place. The month-long residency is open to all kinds of artists, but Nemmer is the first tap dancer to get a respite at the space. Our Frankie Barnhill talked with him this week and began by asking how his residency has gone.
The residency at Searle's Place has been amazing. Being in a space on your own for an artist is very challenging, I think, in all the right ways. Also having the freedom to kind of develop an exploratory path on your own and say, okay, for this month, I want to work on these things. I kind of hit the wall of I want to do too much in the time that I have very early on in the residency, and I think that was amazing for me to be able to hit. Kind of gives me a vision for how much is actually possible in a day. The other thing that's been special for me is just being able to integrate into the community. And that's been able to kind of circle back and help me understand more about what I actually enjoy in my work. Probably going to extremely affect what I do in the next season.
Tap has seen some ups and downs in the dance world. Can you give us a little bit of an overview?
Sure. I think the popular resurgence of tap dance started sometime in the 70s. Tap dance is over 150 years old. And over the course of the past century, so the 20th century, it saw a very heightened kind of platform in the big bands and the jazz era of the 20s and 30s. And slowly that popular form of entertainment went by the wayside for numerous reasons. And tap dance went by the wayside with it in terms of its popular exposure. In the 70s, a couple things happened. It was almost like in every sphere that it went out of fashion, it started to come back into fashion in theater, as well as in kind of academic dance. We've had numerous kind of expressions of commercial notoriety, namely Gregory Hines and Savion Glover, and numerous kind of expressions of Broadway theater that have adopted tap dancing as a major dance element.
Where do you see story coming into tap dance?
So I think story is kind of the fundamental building block of communication for people. And I think dance is just one expression that heightens that model or that vocabulary. So for me, tap dancing is just another way of conveying either an emotion or a narrative point in a plot. But the fundamental thing that I try and work with is story.
What are the kind of stories you like to work with for dance?
Things that are universal, stories of loss and grief or excessive joy, things that remind us about our own humanity and try not to take ourselves too seriously. I tell a lot about my own journey because it covers a lot of those ideas. I'm the son of immigrants, so the idea of kind of being in a place that you don't ever belong, even if you've been there for 20 years, finding this uniquely American art form and falling in love with it at a very early age and what that experience is like, kind of the pureness of being attracted.
That's the voice and the feet of New York City tap dancer Andrew Nemmer. He spoke with our Frankie Barnhill. Nemmer will wrap up his residency at Searle's Place in Garden City next week. To see video of him showing off his craft in the kitchen here at the radio station, you can go to our website, BoiseStateRadio.org.